All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood, and this is Who's Talking. And I'm going to let Hobbo introduce head rowing coach Kevin Sauer.
Yes, Coach Kevin Sauer, he is in his 18th year. I was surprised by that. 18th year as the head coach of the UVA varsity rowing team. Obviously, he's the coach of the defending national champions. He's a two-time national coach of the year and an eight-time ACC coach of the year. A 1976 Boilermaker of Purdue. And it's in his bio here, it says all the family went to Virginia except him. So, but, you know, we love Purdue. You know, what a great school. But at any rate, Coach Sauer, we appreciate your taking a couple of minutes to join us tonight.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it as well, being on.
Well, tell us about the team. You certainly ranked third in the country, having another terrific year. How have things progressed this year, and what are the expectations going forward?
Well, I think we're doing pretty well. The Varsity 8 is very, very good so far. They're ranked probably number one right now on an unofficial poll of the Varsity 8 by itself. And then the team is, as of today, is fourth overall, which is the Varsity 8, the second Varsity 8, and the Varsity 4. Those three together is where you get your rankings for the whole team, and that's how the NCAA is also fought out. So, I think we're doing pretty well. We lost a lot of great kids from last year's NCAA champs, so we had to rebuild a little bit, reload a little bit. But a lot of kids that weren't involved last year are stepping up to the plate. And so I'm pretty pleased with what's happening so far. We got to get a little better, but we're in the hunt.
Coach, this is Frank Maloney. Thank you for joining us tonight. We are speaking with Kevin Sauer, the head rowing coach at UVA. Coach, the old question always comes up, do you like being the hunted or would you prefer to be the hunter?
That's a really good question. I personally prefer to be the hunter, but if you win the title, you're going to be hunted no matter what. So we've lost a couple of times. The varsity's lost once, varsity 8, and a couple of the other boats lost a couple of times, so now we're not number one anymore. So people forgot that we're NCAA champs from last year because we've gotten beat a couple of times. So now we're the hunter again. So it's okay.
You know, I know you've got a huge regatta coming up this weekend. You want to let everybody know, all the listeners know, what it's like getting ready for this big event this weekend as a home regatta. And I believe that's at Lake Monticello, correct?
That's right, Lake Monticello. You know, rowing has a 2,000-meter distance course, about a mile and a quarter. And so our home lake, Rivanna Reservoir, does not have a straight shot that long. It's a great training venue, but we don't have 2,000 meters straight. So Lake Monticello, we're able to get out there starting in 1995. Great people out there. They let us come out for a couple of days, put in a buoy line that's 2,000 meters long that is straight, and they're very supportive. And so we're going out there Friday to practice, Saturday to race. We got Michigan State in the morning. And then we got Wisconsin in the late morning, early afternoon. So, yeah, I told the kids early in the week, I said, you're not going to see a whole lot of me on race day because I'm also organizing the regatta and making sure things go off smoothly. So so there you got to be prepared and don't wait to be spoon-fed by the coach on race day. But it's a great venue, and we're glad that Michigan State and Wisconsin are coming. Duke is here as well, racing those two schools opposite of us. So Duke and Wisconsin go in the morning, and Michigan State and Duke go in the afternoon when we're racing Wisconsin. So, yeah, it'll be a big race, and it's also a senior recognition day for us. So, yeah, good deal for this weekend.
You know, in addition to this this big regatta this weekend, you've got the ACC Championships coming up, and it seems to be held every year down at Clemson for some reason. Seems like there's some home cooking going on down there.
Yeah.
Why do they get to host the ACC Championships every year?
Well, you know, rowing, like I said, 2,000 meters, and if you have, we only have two lanes at Lake Monticello that we can squeeze in between, you know, peninsulas and that kind of stuff to keep it straight, you know. And Clemson's got a beautiful course right there, you know, right near the baseball stadium at Clemson, just another quarter mile up the hill, right on Lake Hartwell. So they have a six-lane course that's beautiful, and it's really the only place in the ACC that can handle, you know, all of the schools. And with Notre Dame and Syracuse coming on next year and Louisville, the year after that, we're going to have nine teams in the ACC that have rowing. So we'll have heats and finals starting in 2014.
Wow. Yeah, Clemson, Lake Hartwell, it's a beautiful, just a beautiful location down there. Interesting question here. Men's rowing, has that ever been a thought at UVA?
Well, I mean, the reason that women's rowing is a sport, a varsity sport at UVA, is because of Title IX. I think you guys have talked about that before in your show and such. We balance out some of the men's sports by having 70 women on our team, and it's a great for a lot of women to experience college athletics. So having men be a varsity sport as well would be kind of tough. We'd be inequitable again, so it makes it a little difficult. So adding, you know, women's rowing and women's golf in the past 15 years or so has allowed us to be, you know, compliant with Title IX and make sure that there's a lot of good opportunities for women as well. And we've done it really well at UVA without cutting any sports at all. We've added women's sports and kept the men's sports going strong. So that's the reason that the women are varsity and the men are still a club.
You know, you have to wonder, you know, you've been there now pushing almost 20 years now. What was your favorite moment as the head coach at UVA?
Well, this is my 25th year overall because I coached the club teams before.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
But in the varsity run the last 18 years, you win an NCAA title. That's pretty cool. You know, and the first one in 2010 was really special. But you know, doing it again in 2012, it was, you know, just unbelievable. So I have to say two times. I'm sorry, but both NCAA titles, to bring that home to Charlottesville was really special, and all the people that made that possible, the athletes, the sports staff, the assistant coaches, you know, the parents, you know, that helped us out, you know, and that type of stuff. It's really a special feeling to win a national title.
Well, Coach, we wish you nothing but the best the rest of the season, both at the ACC and beyond. We thank you for taking a couple of minutes to join us tonight and look forward to having you back maybe next year.
Well, I hope so. I really appreciate you guys getting me on. I really, really do. Take care.
Well, good luck to you. All right,
thank you,
Coach, head coach Kevin Sauer of the UVA rowing team. We'll be back with the
nope.
No, we're not going to be back. We're going to stick right here for the LeClaire Ryan play of the game before we go to break.
All right. We've selected the men's baseball game on Saturday, as in the second game versus the Florida State Seminoles. The then-ranked, seventh-ranked Wahoos were holding a 2-0 lead versus the Seminoles in the nightcap. In the eighth inning, Coach Brian O'Connor brought in UVA closer Kyle Crockett to get the save. Crockett faced six men, and he sent them all packing. The Hoos went on to win the game. They end up sweeping the series on Sunday. They now stand at 36-6, 16-5 in the ACC. Suffice to say, Brian O'Connor's team is ahead of schedule. Got a chance to talk to Coach O'Connor this week, and he can't say enough nice things about his kids and how quickly they've adapted to the challenge now of not only being a good team, but trying to become a great team.
Yeah, this was allegedly a rebuilding year, but I think Coach O'Connor's reached the stage where he reloads. He doesn't rebuild. So,
well, you know, bigger still, this kid, Kyle Crockett, according to Greg Waters, who's a major contributor to thesaber.com, he has made it very clear that he thinks Kyle Crockett not only is going to continue to be a star in college baseball, but he's going to be a star one day in professional baseball. And if you get a chance to go see the Wahoos this year, whether it's at the Diamond this coming Tuesday night at 7 o'clock when the Wahoos face the Rams, and if you're not there and you live in Richmond, you must be crazy because these are really good baseball teams.
And in that regard, I think tickets have already gone on sale for the NCAA tournament.
Absolutely. So stay with the Wahoos and stay with us. We've got one more segment to go. We're going to cover the Olympic sports. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.